Blog Talk Radio.
Shawty Mac, how you doing, man?
Yeah, this your boy, Drummer Boy, a.k.a. B-Boy Fresh, and I'm here to tell you to get your music now, live on the Music Hype Beast. We beneficial. Hey, yeah, boy.
Scotty Mac. Can you hear me? Scotty Mac, what's up? So where you at? What's up, you there? Can you hear me? I don't hear anything, man. Hey, what's up, man? You there? Hey, what's up, man? You there? Can't hear anything. Scotty Mac, what's up, man? You there? Any seconds. Really mad. Oh, this is a countdown.
Hello?
What's going on, man?
How you doing, man?
Yeah,
I'm here, brother. You there? Can you hear me?
I can hear you perfect now, man.
All right, cool.
We're going to get started with it, man. We got 10 seconds left for the intro to start. We're going to jump right into it.
All right.
I bet. Ladies and gentlemen, the moment has arrived. The Dream Hustle and Podcast, hosted by world-renowned Lord Days, SG Magazine CEO, syndicated on the RAI Radio Network, which boosts over 100,000 monthly network visitors, 14 DRT track radio stations, 25, go ahead and count them, 25 artists currently charting nationally on the top 150 independent charts, top 50 hip-hop and R&B charts, top 200 worldwide charts. Baby, we is digital. RAI Radio is the new voice of millennial music. Again, my name is Days, CEO of the world-known Swilla Gorilla Magazine. You already know what time it is, man. And I'll be your pilot for the Dream Hustle and Podcast tonight. Let's lock it in. So we're honored to have Scotty Mac, RAI Radio own On The Verge independent artist, on the show with us tonight. He's going to speak his truth regarding his journey, his struggle, career expectations, fears, and more. Y'all already know what time it is, man. It's all positive on the Dream Hustle Win Podcast, syndicated on Spotify, iTunes, Google Play. We are the global, baby. Scotty Mac, let's jump right into it, man.
Let's go, man. Let's go.
The year is almost over, man. How has 2018 treated your career so far?
Oh, man. Thank you for having me back, Dream Hustle Win Podcast. Again, my name is Scotty Mack. 2018's been a blessing, man. A lot of great things happened. Just so many different moves that I've made. You know, I joined a new team that we've been moving. I dropped two singles, and I just recently, 2 weeks ago, dropped my first project in over a year. I dropped an EP called the Be About It EP. I'm performing more now, and I'm learning to continue to promote, I'm getting ready to start booking my own shows and start moving. And, you know, it's been a great year. And, you know, I'm ready to jump into 2019 strong.
That's what's up, man. That's what's up. All right, so we're going to rewind the tape a little bit. And for the people that don't know, we're going to let people know how you came up, where you came from, and, you know, how you got influenced with the music and everything like that, man. So first off, can you remember the first tape that you ever bought, the first tape or CD or whatever?
Oh, man. Yeah, I can remember it like it was yesterday, man. It was Criss Cross. It was Criss Cross Jump. And that was back when they had cassette tapes, and then they had an A side and a B side. And I remember I obviously listened to Jump, but on the other side of the cassette tape, it was a song called Little Boys in the Hood. And I'll never forget that, because back in the days when I was wearing my clothes backwards, and, you know, everything was baggy, but that was the style back in the day.
You had the cross colors on backwards.
I had the cross colors on backwards. I had the overalls on backwards, the jeans backwards, the jerseys, everything.
Yeah, definitely for sure. I came up in that era too, so I definitely relate to it. That's what's up, man. Now,
man.
Growing up, do you feel like your music was kind of influenced by that first purchase that you ever made, or not influenced, but like kind of motivated you to become an artist?
You know, it's interesting because that motivated me to want to be involved in music, but the whole thing about becoming an actual hip-hop artist myself didn't really come to full fruition until I was about in high school, because I wanted to be involved in music, and then eventually after having that first cassette tape, I moved from listening to music to actually playing music. I started playing the drums when I was about 8 years old. And my mom sent me to a music performance camp for 8 straight summers, and I just honed in on learning how to play different styles of music. And then next thing you know, after my final year, after going to the camp for 8 straight summers, that's when I realized, you know what, I think this hip-hop thing is really, really in my blood. I was about 15 years old at the time. So I said, you know what, let me try my luck out with this thing. And and at age 15, that began my journey of moving into the hip-hop realm.
Got you. So describe that moment when you fell in love with the music, though. Not so far, just off the Criss Cross joint, but tell me about that moment that it just sparked in your brain that you say, you know what, I got to do this music, man. Tell me about that in detail, man, how that vibe was.
Oh, man. You know, that's a real good question. I don't think I've ever been asked that question before. And since I haven't been asked that question, I'm glad I got asked that question, because I'll never forget this day for as long as I live. I was young. I think I was about 9 or 10. And I remember going to visit a cousin who lived in my area. And I was at his house. And all of a sudden, my uncle, who was actually a very, very well-known rapper in my area, he used to hang out with the likes of Biz Markie, Craig Mack, Rakim. He used to hang out with heavy hitters, legends in the game. One day, he just sat in the living room of my cousin's house, and he just busted out this dope rhyme off the top of his head like it was no big deal. I would not forget it. So what ended up happening later that night was my cousin, his mom, had a karaoke machine, and they played a little instrumental on the back. It was actually an instrumental for MC Light. It was the instrumental for I Need a Roughneck. And I decided I'm going to be like my uncle, and I'm going to jump on this microphone and go ahead and just start to spit something. So I just literally did the entire rhyme that he did on with an instrumental on the back and performed in front of my family. And it was, I was 10 years old at the time, and it was crazy. The adrenaline rush was ridiculous. My family was hyping me up. I didn't realize that was going to be my calling. That was going to be something I really wanted to do until about 5 years later. But I'll tell you now, I'll never forget that moment. That moment was over 20 years ago, and to this day, I'll never forget it.
And that flame's still burning, huh?
Hey man, that flame started to burn. You know how when you light a candle and you get that little bit of a spark, it turned from a spark to a full blown flame. Here I am now.
Copy. That's what's up, man. That's definitely what's up, man. So, once you got established as an artist, right? What was your biggest, you would say, your biggest early stage challenge that you faced jumping into music as an artist?
You know, this is actually something I never really talk about, but because I've been on this podcast a couple of times and was reluctant to say something, you know, I'm comfortable with you all now, so I'm going to go ahead and put this one out there. The biggest challenge for me was actually something that was physically wrong with me, and it still is. I was actually born completely deaf in one ear, so it was really, really difficult at first for me to kind of pick up rhythms and pick up patterns and pick up a cadence and figure out how I was going to rhyme, what I was going to do, what my style was going to be like. I had to go to speech classes because I had a speech impediment. It was embarrassing, to say the least. So that was a challenge that I have to tell you that it was really, really pulling me back of, because I was like, should somebody who doesn't have two good ears be standing here trying to perform rap music when half the time, sometimes I can't even really hear what's happening? So, and then, you know, I was trying to find myself and try to find my style, but what I eventually learned and taught myself how to do was use my body to feel the rhythm. This way, whenever I spit anything, I have the rhythm memorized by muscle memory so that my rhyme didn't come out choppy. You know what I mean? So, once I eventually mastered that, whenever I'm in the booth, anybody who's ever seen me in the booth will notice I rock back and forth behind the microphone, and I've been doing that since I was about 15 years old. It's because that's my way of making sure I can hear the beat and I can feel the beat. Because even though it's in my ears, I only have one good one, so I have to use that one good ear to overcompensate for the one I can't hear out of, and I rock back and forth to find the rhythm and keep the rhythm. So that was a challenge, but I think I'm overcoming that now.
That's interesting, man. That's definitely interesting, man. And I commend you on that, to keep going and not allow certain things to stop you in your tracks, you know?
Right, right. Appreciate it, man.
That's definitely what's up. So with your music, right, I want you to describe the feeling when you get behind the mic. So let's say you're in the studio, right? The beat is rolling. The beat is rolling. You're feeling it. It feels real good. You bop into it, as you say. And right before you start dropping those lyrics, what's going on in your head? How's that energy flowing through your body?
The feeling just never really changes, but there's one thing that always changes depending on what happens, what type of beat I'm over. The energy in the booth changes depending on the mood for me. But the one thing that doesn't change is when that play button is hit and my engineer says, "You good?" And I tell him I'm good. Literally, every single time before I start, I close my eyes, I let the beat drop, and I close my mind off to anything and everything that is going on. Because the only thing that matters at that moment is myself, the beat in my ears, the rhythm of my body, and the mic. That's it. Nothing else, nobody else matters at that time. I could be in the studio with two, three other people. I could be in the studio with my engineer, two and three other people. I don't care about anything else until I'm done getting out that booth. Then I can talk to y'all. unless I want some, you know, some objective feedback, nothing else matters. And I want any artist that is trying to do this to remember that. Just remember that when you're in that booth, when you're standing behind that microphone, there is not a thing that matters except you and that mic. Nothing else. And that's how I feel.
Copy. All right, so explain your writing process. That's something that's really important, man. Because, you know, you got some people that like to write at nighttime, some people that write in daytime, some people that like to smoke a little bit or drink. What's your writing process like? Tell me about your blueprint.
Oh, man, my writing process is very, very particular. Number one, I don't write with noise around me. I can't do it. It has to be silent. I cannot concentrate when I have a whole bunch of noise around me. Most of the time when I write, I usually keep my headphones on. And 9 times out of 10, I usually don't have the beat playing unless I need the beat to play, just to make sure what I'm writing fits the rhythm and my cadence is right. I also spend a lot of time writing when I'm by myself. It's also difficult for me to write when there's a whole bunch of prying eyes around. But every now and again, I'll be on my way to work, or I'll be on the train or something like that, and there'll be a whole bunch of people around, and something in my brain, I'll just start to, you know, spit something, you know, freestyle, and I'll like it, and I'll write it down, and then if I'm really feeling where it's headed, I'll just continue to write until my brain says stop. Because you don't ever want that creative flow to disappear. So when you have something in your brain that you believe is creative and will fit your craft, you have to get it down. That's my writing process. I don't just sit down and just start putting words on a page and say, I'm going to spit this. I've seen that, and it's turned out to be a disaster for a lot of people. Me, I'm very particular. If I'm not feeling it, I know I have to go back to the drawing board and rethink it. If I can't visualize it, I know I need to go back to the drawing board. So it's got to be visual and it's got to be creative. It can't be – they both have to be there for me. And then the most important thing is my best writing usually comes at night because at that point –
gotcha.
Most of my really, really good songs happened when I couldn't sleep and there was something on my mind and I couldn't get it off my mind. I just go to my notebook and go to my phone and jot it down, and next thing you know, it'll start to move, and I'll find myself, I'm supposed to be in bed by 11, I'll find myself up till 1, 2 in the morning because I'm writing. So
gotcha. Gotcha. That's my process.
It may seem like it's a simple process, but it's my process.
No, I can dig it. So it's currently, you got a song that's in rotation right now. Like the people is loving it, man. It's currently in rotation on all y'all radio. First of all, I got to shout out my team. Shout out to the number one source for the music branding, digital advertising, with over 100,000 listeners worldwide. No shade to anybody else, but we do our thing on this side. So shout out to Radio Push It, REI Radio, Sporty with Magazine, with everything. So explain the meaning of the record that you got in rotation with us right now.
Oh, yeah, man. That's my song, Insomniac, right now. That song is... I recruited two of my boys, my man, the crew. Shout out to the crew. He lives. I went to college with him. He lives in Atlanta. Dope songwriter. If you're in the A, check him out. He's got a lot of things coming. But I recruited him for the hook, and I had my man, the kid Jay, who's from my area, who hooked me up with the second verse on the track. That track is really about getting up and getting it, and understanding that getting up and getting it, getting on your grind, moving, trying to make things happen requires that sometimes you got to be a bit of an insomniac to get there. It will require you to lose sleep. You have to sacrifice sleep. I tell anybody who asks me when do I sleep, I tell them I never sleep. I rest. So the whole point of the record is is to let people know that, you know, all I got on my mind is this music, and turning my music into money, which will turn my life and my future forward. So, and that's what the concept to this song is all about. It's all about just understanding that sometimes success, no, excuse me, not sometimes, success in and of itself is not a comfortable position. Therefore, to be comfortable, you have to be comfortable with being uncomfortable. And that means you're going to have to sacrifice sleeping if you want to be successful. You got to want success. I think my man Eric Thomas, the hip-hop preacher, once said in one of his speeches, if you want to be successful, you got to want success as bad as you want to breathe.
Yeah.
So,
shout out to
ET for that one, man. Shout out to Dr. Eric Thomas for that one. But you know, that's really what my record is all about, man. Just getting up, getting it, and not being afraid to do whatever it takes.
Most definitely, man. Most definitely. Well, let the people know where they can get this single at, man. Where they can go check it out. We already know where it's streaming at, but you gotta let the people know where it's at, man. Where you want them to go after to check it out, stream it, cop it, all that good stuff.
You already know. The number one place to go and check it out right now is on Spotify. You can check it out on Spotify. My name is Scotty Mac, Scottymac on Spotify. Go check that out. We are approaching 100,000 streams on that song alone. Get out there and get it just on Spotify. You can also get it on Google Play. You can get it on Apple Music. You can get it on Tidal. You can get it on YouTube. You can go any of your major music platform, then find my single. It is everywhere. And just letting y'all know, there will be, and I'm telling you this, in 2019, there will be a music video being put out for that song. Be ready for that. I'm ready. Scotty Mac, baby.
You already know, man. Also, shout out to your social media. Let people know where they can find you at.
Oh, yes. You can find me on Instagram at MRMAC040. That's Mr. Mac 040. Again, MRMAC 040 on Instagram. You can find me on Spotify at Scotty Mac. You can find me on Facebook, Twitter, and SoundCloud at the same handle, Scotty Mac 40. That's Scotty Mac 40 on all of those other social media platforms. Get at me. I'm here. I'm building. We working. Let's go, baby.
Definitely, man. Definitely, man. If y'all listening, man, I'm going to make sure y'all follow us too, man. Hit us up on the gram. My name is Dave. We got our Instagram is Skrilla_Gorillas. That's Skrilla_Gorillas. That's GUERILLAZ. Make sure y'all follow the team, Radio Pushers. Get them up. RIR Radio, Radio Pushers TV. Make sure y'all follow us and check us out, man. So, one last question, man. What's next on the checkboard for you?
Hey man, right, one of the big things that was next for me is already here. My new EP, my brand new EP titled The Be About It EP is available on every major platform that you can find.
Uh-huh.
Please go out there and please go and get it, cop it, download, stream it, do whatever you need to, but make sure you cop that. I guarantee you and I promise you will not be disappointed. I'm getting ready to shoot a couple videos, as I said, that will be dropping sometime in 2019. I'm also still working on some more projects. I'm very hush-hush with me and my team. I'm working on getting ready to try to tour in 2019 as well. I'm going to be performing. Actually, I got a couple of shows I want to shout out. December 21st, me and my team, Dark Rain Royalty. Shout out to my team, Dark Rain Royalty, Rogues P, S Hill, Focus, L Love, Young Dre, you, the whole team. Shout out to Dark Rain Royalty of Long Island, New York. We got a show coming up in Middletown, New York. It's a showcase that we're doing on December 21st, and then one of the biggest shows that we're doing is actually on January 19th, Martin Luther King Day weekend. Will be in New Haven, Connecticut. We are opening for some hip-hop legends. We are opening up for Fred the Godson. We're opening for Rod Digger. We're opening for, I believe, Lil Caesar of Junior Mafia, Will Trax, and Black Rob in New Haven, Connecticut. Details will be on my gram. Make sure you check that out. A lot coming up, a lot moving. I wish I could shout it all out at the same time, but sometimes there's so much going on, you just can't remember everything. But pay attention to my social media. I guarantee you, you'll love it. Got a clothing line coming out. Got everything. Come on, y'all. You hear all this? This is what's called building. This is how you build and make your brand worth it, y'all. So get at me. I'm Scotty Mac.
Most definitely, man. It's been definitely a great interview, man. Have you enjoyed working with RAI Radio so far? What's your experience?
Hey, man, this experience at RAI has changed my brand and my career for the better. And I'll tell you right now, if y'all don't know about RAI, I need to get with it.
You already know, man. You already know. It's definitely been a pleasure rocking out with you, man. I want you to stay in touch with us along your grind, man.
Of course, man. All day. I'm not going anywhere anytime soon. I appreciate y'all, man. Thank you.
Most definitely. Okay, for everybody who doesn't know, we have the only streaming TV channel network for indie artists. Radio Pusher TV streams worldwide on Amazon Fire TV, Roku, and Apple TV. Radio Pusher TV currently streams in over 150 countries and over 70 million homes. You heard that, 70 million homes. People, go to www.radiopusher.tv/IM, submit your music, go viral, be featured on the Dream Hustle Win podcast. Also, you can stream live at www.radiopushes.tv. You can basically get it through our mobile app, the official Radio Pushes app. Simply download the link, click on live TV. Official Radio Pushes app is available on Android, iPhone, iPad, and all your digital devices. Download it now. As I said, it's free. Radio Pushes TV is the Millennial Network. Once again, man, it's been definitely an honor rocking out with Scotty Mac tonight, man. Make sure y'all follow us on the gram. One more time, Skrilla_Gorillas. Make sure y'all hit us on Twitter. And make sure y'all follow Scotty Mac on the gram as well, man. Most importantly, download the app. Radio, official Radio Pushes. Get the app, Google Play, Apple Store, all that good stuff. Make sure y'all get it on your iPad. Last but not least, make sure y'all follow the brand on Twitter, IG, Radio Pushes, Radio Pushes TV, Radio, RAI Radio Live. Shout out to our homegirl, Patience J. Get that new hype beef on Instagram, Radio Pushes on Instagram, Radio Pushes TV. Y'all already know what time it is, man. We moving, man. So we're definitely honored to have Scotty Mac on the Dream Hustle Win podcast tonight, man. Until next time, people, stay focused, stay ready, respect the grind, and always better on yourself. Scotty Mac, I see you at the top, man.
No doubt, man. See you then.
All right.
All right. Peace.